Welcome to the internet's finest Nebraska Cornhuskers podcast. That's right. I know you're accustomed to listening to the shutdown forecast here, but that's not what you're getting. Because you know what? It's not, your life isn't wholesome or powerful enough. All right? It's just not. Especially if you've been listening to the shutdown forecast. No, this week, what you get from us, from Lincoln, Nebraska itself, the finest city on these here plains, you get Jason.
Did you forget the name of our Nebraska podcast?
No. You're going to sound way better than me saying it. Okay.
Oh, okay. So like, what I'd sort put of picture back doing it. Is like a 3-minute intro, like Dan Carlin Hardcore History, where like we run through like great quotes from Nebraska history, you know, like some really cool Tom Osborne quote. And then like audio of like Bo Pelini, like, fuck the fans. I'll eat the fans' ears. I don't give a shit. I just got to get the fuck out of here. And like dramatic announcer voice over that just builds and builds and builds to, this is hardcore cornography. And then there's like another 3 minutes where Dan Carlin explains like, this is part 5 of a 6-part podcast on the Big Ten West.
That's a really good Dan Carlin.
If you're just now tuning in, stick around for the next 4 hours before you go back to part 1.
I've got bags on my feet.
Or maybe you'd rather start at part 5.
I'm wearing bags and socks.
I'm joined tonight by Spencer Hall, who has bags, big wet bags on his feet. Spencer, why?
I'll tell you right after this ad for MeUndies.
Dan Carlin would never run MeUndies.
Nah. How could he? Do you think he could work MeUndies into like a 4-hour podcast about the Mongols that I'm never going to listen to?
I think my favorite part about his ads is they're at the end.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, now that we're at hour 6, let's talk about Squarespace.
You've made like, it this far. Let's give you like, the reward of a Squarespace.
It's like, man, we have literally, I put you on your part 6 of the World War I series before I left the house. Before I drove to the airport, before I went through TSA, before I waited for the plane, got on the plane landed, took the Uber to the hotel. You are still talking about World War I, and it's part 6.
Squarespace.
It's incredible.
This beats my idea that I was going to go with, right? Which was like basically Welcome to Night Vale, but it was going to be all about Scott Frost. Right, and all of the news was going to be macabre, but also weightlifting related. This may be a personal fantasy that I'm just talking out loud as the internet's number one Nebraska fan.
So to be clear, we can barely do our own podcast, and both of you think we should start aping others.
Hardcore yeah. Cornography.
Okay.
This is hardcore cornography.
Put the children to bed. Delete your pastor's number from your cell phone.
Although, if we're picking a Nebraska jam, right? It's got to be something. I guess a little dated, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, No.
Nebraska is the epicenter of culture, asshole.
Picking a jam.
Look, listen. It's literally in the middle of America. It's where it all happens. Everything flows through Nebraska.
Mm. Mm.
Oh. Triple landlocked. Protected from the right, you know how they have like the seed storage in the Arctic in case, you know, everything goes bad, we'll be able to preserve some plants for the future. Nebraska is the only triple landlocked state because we're protecting it from the ocean.
Mm-hmm. That black shirt defense guarding the gene vault.
Yeah, it looks like the gene vault might give up a few points, boys. Based on recent years.
It's okay to acknowledge our shortcomings, Spencer, but things are turning around. Scott Frost is going to fix his defense. Is that what he does? No, but he will.
You know, I think I know what it would be. It would be something like this, right? Like, it would just be playing along, and we would go from Tom Osborne to Bo Pelini. It's time for hardcore cornography.
Like it would be, and there were no coaches in between.
No, none. It'd be POD.
No. It's from Tom Osborne to Scott Frost. None of the coaches in betwixt.
From Tom Osborne to Mark Riley to Scott Frost.
with an appreciative spot from Frank Solich. Thanks for the reps, brah.
Whoosha! Frank Solich is the DJ in any new metal band, right? He's just there for a minute, like.
He's the dude in Slipknot who just masturbates his mask.
He's basically the DJ in Incubus, right?
Hey, remember how you thought you'd turn on this podcast and you definitely wouldn't hear Frank Solich and masturbates that close to one another? Too bad. It's hardcore cornography.
Sadly, you have no other options because we're the world's only Nebraska Cornhuskers podcast. Yes, by the way, 8 minutes in, the intro is still going.
That's right. You called it Cornhuskers. This is already off to an amazing start.
This is Tantra for the Midwest.
Hey, girl, what that hot dish do?
Can't spill casserole without ass, can you? Huh? Oh. Oh.
Buddy, they won't even... No.
They will. They will.
They will, and they do with great enthusiasm and warmth.
Oh, wow. Runs up for life. Yeah, that's right. This is going to be the Big Ten West as previewed through the eyes of really its only godly team, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, lifelong Big Ten members.
Well, no, I mean, we did have a stopover in the Big 12, but that was only to show them how it's done. Still number two all time in Big 12 championships.
Listen,
take that, Texas.
We're the only team that has been in Bigs 6 through 12.
Mm-hmm. And at one point in 8. And if I point out, the progression is natural because
there
you go
was a
from,
7.
It's true. But if you go from an 8 and you average it with a 12, what do you get? That's right. One Big 10. Just bound for it, destined for it.
It's like Nebraska's going to grade school for Husky boys. Oh, I'm in Big 8 this year. Next year, I'm going to Big 10.
That's what it looks like. If you run back through, like, Nebraska's page on Sports Reference, it's just every few years. Oh, time to tack on another challenge. We just leveled up, fellas.
NCAA's first Oshkosh uniforms.
Spencer, did you assign us cities or counties that we're from?
No. I have yet to do that. I did want to share with you my favorite Nebraska fact. Okay, and this is why this program was destined for greatness, because when they hired their first full-time strength coach, they did so for the following reason.
Who's they?
Us. I'm sorry. When I say they, I mean Tom Osborne. That's Senator Tom Osborne. He was wronged by the vote, and he'll be in the office of my heart until he dies or chooses to resign, which he won't do because Tom won't give up on the job.
I'm pretty sure he ran for governor, but whatever.
Senator Osborne.
Yeah, ran.
Ran. That's right.
Didn't pass
if
for governor.
If you could lift for governor, he would have made it, okay?
Squat for governor.
The reason that Bob Devaney, and that's how you can tell an imposter, because they'll say Devaney. But Bob Devaney and Tom Osborne hired their first full-time strength coach and changed the way college football looked because they were losing. But they picked the guy who did it because he looked ripped as hell. That's literally the reason they picked him. Boyd Epley was the most ripped dude in the gym at Nebraska. And they're like, bro, what have you been doing? So you know who asked about gains before gains were even a thing? That's right. Nebraska.
That's really right. How they did it? Is that?
No. I'm not making that up. They actually were like, well, we should get stronger. And they were like, well, who should we ask? And they had one pole vaulter named Boyd Epley, who was super jacked. So they just walked up to him in the gym and they were like, they basically gave the bro fantasy. They walked up to this random guy who was super jacked and they're like, hey, can you teach us how to get super jacked?
I mean, granted, the Pac-12 most Pac-12 schools find their strength coach by finding the guy in the gym with the best hair. So I guess this is an improvement over that.
Yeah, so that's it. That's like, if you want to know the best compliment in the world, it's the Nebraska football team saw me and said, how do I look like that? That's
yeah,
literally
that's
true.
This,
and
this,
and it
this
worked.
Is, this is Weight Room University. Don't forget it. We invented weights. Mm-hmm. We invented lifting them.
Mm-hmm.
Before invented us, everybody was skinny.
Invented gravity. The other one is this, that if you look at the history of, like, you can actually look through eight, and I'm not joking, it's at least a 5-part PDF history of the Nebraska weightlifting program that I will attach to the post when we eventually post this podcast.
the best fact in there when you're looking through achievements. They were like, this linebacker was, you know, one of the strongest people ever in the history of the program, and he got his immense mass and power from drinking a gallon of milk and eating a whole loaf of bread every day.
You're damn right.
Like things you tell a child when you didn't go to high school.
Or a nutrition curriculum at all, right? Like, what do you do to get big? That. Just drink a gallon of milk and eat a loaf of bread.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Welcome to the world's simplest RPG.
You have acquired a loaf of bread. Gains acquired.
Mash E to eat.
I want to add agility points. We don't do that. Okay.
Sounds like you might want to go play for Oklahoma State, buddy. take that weak stuff down the road.
Even Nebraska's mascot, Herbie Husker, we're not talking about Lil Red because that's a separate thing. Even he, like, they were like, hey, what if our mascot had butt for days and we put him in jeans?
That's the best part. At one point, he was just a strapping farm boy. And then at some point, Tom of Finland entered the room slyly and painted a gigantic, voluptuous ass on him.
Yeah. Squatting.
Mm-hmm. Put a bubble. Make sure he's got to wear them special Fran denims, them special lifting jeans that you got to order off Instagram.
It's hard to see a mascot and be like, I think he has congestive heart failure.
He wouldn't be alone, right? Like, frankly, Oski, Cal's mascot. Well, yeah. He looks a little peaked. He looks like somebody who's in the stages of like advanced edema and heart disease.
Oski has a CPAP for sure.
Oh, Oski? Yeah, he's got a CPAP.
I think Oski looks like he is exploding like 0.1 seconds from now.
Run!
I feel faint. Spiraling numbness down the left arm. Yeah, so these are my favorite facts about the Nebraska strength program, which is basically the Nebraska football program, America's like original swole football team.
I love that almost everything Nebraska just happened on, like the whole black shirts thing. If you go back and look at it, they were just like, yeah, we just need a different colored shirts for practice. And black was cheapest and available.
Yeah, we don't overthink shit.
It's true. Simple.
Why are you the Cornhuskers?
To the point.
Do we have hometowns yet to be assigned as Nebraskans?
Or are you looking at me?
Was somebody in charge of that?
Spencer's looking at me.
Yes.
You definitely
did. You even tell Holly what we were doing today?
No, of course not. All right. I'm gonna do this on the fly. Jason, You are from Kennesaw, Nebraska, which is a real place in Adams County. Population 880. Spencer, you are from Atlanta, Nebraska. Population 131.
Wow.
Damn. Ryan.
Give me Papillon.
Boys Town, Nebraska, named for an orphanage.
Is that serious?
The village of Boys Town was established in 1917 as the headquarters of the Boys Town organization, also known as Father Flanagan's Boys Home.
My favorite that you skipped over is Weeping Water, Nebraska.
Dude, I almost gave you Auburn.
That's just mean. That's
As a lifelong Nebraskan, of course, I know the answer to this. But some of our out of town listeners might be wondering, how the hell Nebraska have a copy of every city in it?
Well,
we have the originals. Actually,
you ever notice too that all people the counties are squares? It's like the capital city is Control V.
just when they divided it out, like I don't know, Wilbur, just grid it. Just put the whole thing on.
Is there
on
a town in Nebraska called Nebraska? I know the answer, obviously.
There is a surprise Nebraska.
Ooh.
It's the only one in the state.
There.
You can see it
as
coming.
Of the 2010 census, it contained 43 people. Not a very big surprise.
The surprise is we put whipped cream on our clams there. It's a local delicacy.
That's why I gave you Boys Town.
Man, I love Nebraska clams. Just fresh, fresh clams that you can get at a seafood restaurant in Omaha. Mm.
Mm-hmm. My favorite Nebraska dish is tuna fin, which is when you take a blueberry muffin and you stuff it full of tuna.
Oh, yeah. But that's classic. A lot of protein before you go squat.
Yeah, well, protein in a muffin. Come on.
Before I wake up at 3 a.m. every morning to go squat on the farm, I make sure to eat like 6 cans of tuna.
And then I go farm squat my tractor. Nebraska.
But you gotta put some powdered sugar on it too, though.
For
Nebraska
concentration.
Style. Nebraska style.
Yeah, you put a cinnamon bun on it.
I'm just gonna list you some notable Nebraska foods and
have
talk
you ever
about
tried
how...
that chili thing.
No,
it's good.
It's good.
I hate myself.
How have you
so
not tried
good.
It, Spencer?
You know, yeah. it's probably because I'm gluten intolerant.
You can get
not Nebraska
you can get the hell out of Nebraska.
You ain't a
sir.
Real Nebraskan.
You can go root for Minnesota with that shit.
You can go. They're all gluteny too. I had to go to Northwestern. Northwestern.
It's
they're
a good only, school.
They're the only people in the Big Ten who would understand gluten intolerance. Mm-hmm. It's Northwestern.
Wait, what is Northwestern supposed to be west of?
Cleveland?
All right.
Yeah. Like, remember in Michigan and their fight song says the champions of the West, you know?
Yeah. It's like just because they haven't updated in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Like, when they wrote that shit, there was like 9 teams and they were the West team.
Mm.
That was also when they won their last national title. 1997 outright, you bitch.
Embarrassing that Northwestern's, you know, bastion of journalism, your entire name is a lie. It's not where you are.
So onlyinyourstate.com lists the following as a Nebraska only food. And
is this one of those sites that makes those Facebook t-shirts that like only dentist named Kylie will get this?
Yes. Kylie. That's Kylie Nielsen. She's from Omaha. Lovely girl. When I was a kid, I worked at the church food stand at the county fair every year with my grandma. Raisin pie was one of the most popular sellers, and chances are that if you live outside of the Midwest, you've never heard of it. Yeah, why wouldn't anybody take that hot dish and just run with it?
God,
well,
I
sure,
raisin pie.
Raisin pie. You take your crust, which is just a bunch of squashed mashed potatoes. That's what you. Then you layer in shitload of raisins, a little bit of brandy, not too much. Again, this is not Wisconsin. We are not trollops. cover that with some
beef,
some spreadable cheese. It really doesn't matter what kind. A little beef topping, and then more mashed up potato skins on the top.
Basically, every Midwestern food sounds like that episode of Friends where like Joey eats the disaster food when they make like the cake that has like meatloaf in it.
That's really what every Midwestern food
sounds like to me.
I don't think we've ever referenced Friends on this podcast, and I really did not.
I'm pretty
think
sure we have.
Be the one to do it.
You said that, and now a listener will correct you because they pay more attention than we do.
Now, when we say beef topping, please note that we don't mean beef that you just crumble up on the top. We mean the actual whipped beef topping that you get in your grocer's freezer dessert section.
Beef topping's also my favorite sexual move. Again. It's hardcore.
This is
hardcore. So I can prepare for a hard. That's right. It's that foot peel that you use to prepare for a harsh Nebraska autumn.
Why are you
Is that
peeling?
What you're doing with your wet
You're
feet?
Actually peeling your feet in the middle of our fucking show.
Can we
it's
hear
a,
you?
No, I think I was making this up.
It's a Korean foot peel, you heel.
Why are you
foot
doing
joke.
That?
Put the mic on it. Let's hear those wet feet.
Yeah,
let's
no,
hear those big sloppy feet.
Big,
I want, what I want is when
feet.
People when people Google Spencer Hall, I want the autocorrect to pop up with feet. Like it does for every woman actor.
Sorry, did you mean peeled feet?
Spencer Hall feet? Spencer Hall hot nude feet.
Spencer Hall tiny feet?
I cannot think of a worse experience for somebody on the internet.
All you gotta do is get a Michigan tattoo on your foot and then everyone will have a picture of it.
Just to be clear, walking around in water bag. Yeah.
Somebody has to have tried this on their dick.
Spencer Hall, dick.
Spa dick.
That's what Google's going to say.
Just for the record, walking Googling around in water bags does dick. Not mean you can swim now.
That's what I said.
I don't know. That's the most aquatic Nebraskan I've ever heard of.
Googling spa dick
we
just seems
goddamn
to turn up
Aquaman
a bunch of
over
like
here.
Softball teams for some reason.
That's peeling a cob for sure.
Can we get back to our beloved Nebraska?
Let's talk about the Big Ten West, all those other jabronis we got to deal with.
All right, so we are going 12-0, of course, because that's the record Scott Frost tends to achieve based
that's
on
true.
2017.
That's
and no
a,
other
I,
years.
I think it's a rebuilding year. I think 10-2.
Ooh, got a little bit of a little bit of a low hope Lawrence over here.
No, I just understand that, you know, crops are seasonal and they go through rotations, and Mike Riley, he burned the field, and I appreciate him for that.
Sound
but
like
we got to start
like
over.
Like an Oklahoma fan to me.
You take that back, you son of a bitch. I've had you over at my house to eat brownies topped with fish.
They're called browns here in the state of Nebraska. They're called browns.
Brownses.
They're
it's called brown brown. It's called
brown-ums.
Hot brown.
Brown browns.
It's called warm brown. I love my favorite Midwestern dish is warm brown.
Bathwater browns.
Brown plate. Come on in, kids. We got brown plate.
It's a brownie topped with chorizo, topped with chili beans.
Oh man, I love just spicy Nebraska food.
Come in here and get some flat meat cake. Delicious Nebraska flat meat cake.
All right, so we've
just got it there.
We have shared enough of our secretive insular culture with the world. The coastal elites who are listening to this have learned far too much about our secret. We're like Wakanda. Like the Wakanda of the Midwest. You don't need to know much more.
No, we already settled this on Twitter. White Wakanda is Texas A&M.
That's true.
That was a good tweet. Fuck Texas A&M. Is this even the Big 12?
Is this Wakanda?
I've never done that.
It's what Corinda.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah,
that's so much worse than what I was thinking, which is the invention of the bathwater brown sandwich.
Welcome to Wakanda, the internet's only Nebraska podcast. We just changed our name.
Wakanda 4 and 9 ever.
All the Photoshop work I did for hardcore pornography. Right.
No, we'll put that up too. We'll just say like, oh, this is our old brand. For the retro folks.
That's our old brand. We rebranded in the time. We should actually just do like 5 alternate covers. All with different.
Wakanda. That's excellent.
In the words of 2-time Academy Award winning actress and born Nebraskan Hillary Swank, I ended up crying every day on that film.
Because it was so beautiful.
So which of our doomed rivals do we want to start with here?
I mean... You know, Spencer's all fired up for his most hated.
God, Spencer
Nebraska
hates
opponent.
Minnesota so much.
God, he hates Minnesota. Let him have
you
it.
You
want to
know how much I hate Minnesota as a Nebraska fan? This is how much I hate.
Tell them.
One, they live in our attic, rent free. Two, it's not fair. Yeah, we should charge them rent.
That's very Bronte of you, but please continue.
They do. We keep them up there, imprisoned for their business. You know what? I will write a musical about it. A wholesome one, unlike the kind of tawdry, like...
I was going to say Flowers in the Attic, but like Cornflower.
I was going to say The Gopher of the Opera, but...
I was going to say there better be cornflowers and not roses, because Lord knows Minnesota doesn't know what that is.
Damn.
Hasn't seen one in years. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking shit about you and your lack of understanding of any kind of flora because, also any lack of insight because I'm just going to go through all of the shameful moments in Minnesota's history, okay? One, you're named the Golden Gophers. That's cool. You're named after a rodent. It's not even a real rodent. The gophers part comes from an editorial cartoon back in the 1850s. That's right. You had to go back to the 1850s for anything memorable to happen in Minnesota. This is the state that is noted for lakes. Do you know how boring you have to be known for holes filled with water? That's where your state's at, okay? Who's your
Minnesota, the land of 1,000 places where people don't live.
And 10 million mosquitoes.
That's right. You know why you got twin cities? Mutants. That's why you're an unloved mutant of a state. Stuck between otherwise fine institutions like the Dakotas and Wisconsin. Note this, by the way. You know why Wisconsin drinks? Because they're right next to you. That's why. Finally, let's get back on track here. The gophers. That's an editorial cartoon. Those gophers represent plutocrats who had a railroad built for themselves with government money. That's what the gophers mean, seriously. The golden part, that comes from the jerseys that you wore in the 30s. You know who else won a bunch of victories that were ultimately like unraveled by a history's like path in the 30s? Yeah, I'm just saying. I know somebody else who was big in the 30s who's not fondly remembered didn't win anything else either. Okay? Let's go over this. Do you know, you've lost to everyone. There's nobody that Minnesota hasn't lost to. Your recent history entry on Wikipedia, do you know where it starts? 1967. That's recent history for like schist or gneiss or any other rock, because that's geological history. That's how long it's been since anything good happened. Do you know when the last time they lost to Illinois was? 2014. No one loses to Illinois in the last 10 years, but you did it, Minnesota.
Illinois is a respectable program, and I don't think we need to drag their name through the mud.
I think that was a remarkable achievement by the Illini.
Yes, that was unfair. They're an honest program. We will cover that later. Let's keep going. Iowa. You know what? You could make fun of Iowa for, I don't know, busting out with 55 points after like averaging 14 points a game last year and hanging on Ohio State. Haha, that's funny. Iowa actually scored points on you. Yeah, that'd be cool if in 2008 you didn't lose 55-0 at home and have 7 yards rushing in the worst loss of the 100-plus years of the Big Ten. That's how bad it was. Northwestern? Oh, it's funny, those nerds. Yeah, that's cool. You lost 39-0 to them last year and threw for 43 yards. 43. Purdue? Oh, the sick man of the conference. Yeah, you lost to them last year, 31-17. Last year. Wisconsin, that's cool. You haven't beaten them since 2003. The last 20 years, you've only beaten them twice. That's it. Twice.
Here's what you need to know about Minnesota. I think the internet ends up being a beacon of truth in a lot of unfortunate but accurate ways. What is Minnesota's defining GIF moment? It's a man eating an ice cream bar and not watching Minnesota football.
That's right. In the cold. Nebraska.
In the cold.
We can tolerate the cold. Minnesota, we can tolerate the cold, but we don't win football games in it. By the way, two more losses that I want to hang on you. Is this. One, the worst loss in the history of bowl games ever in terms of a comeback, because blowing a 35-7 lead to Texas Tech in the Insight Bowl. Yeah. Are you tired of Mike Leach retweeting Nat Geo articles? Which, as I called, he did today. Well, guess what? You can blame Minnesota for that. They helped keep his career alive and thriving by losing to Texas Tech after having a 35-7 lead at the half. Oh, and as for Nebraska, my beloved Cornhuskers, I know you beat us last year, Minnesota, but that's cool. We can give you a few. That point differential won't catch up because in 1983, you know, back in like the golden days.
When football was football.
Back when football was football. In 1983, Nebraska rolled in and scored 84 points on Minnesota in an 84-13 ass whooping. That's right. Air horns, y'all. All of them. 84-13, including a 57-0 game 2 years later. Both in Minnesota. So
can
like
we get
I said, there's an account, differential
instead?
Here that I'm more than happy for you to just leech off of for a while, because we ain't going to be even for a while.
Yeah, we're the house, and oh, you want a hand of blackjack? Good for you. You're still down $400.
Yeah.
Fucking Minnesota.
Trash. Garbage program. Deserves no respect. Gets no respect.
Should we kick them out of the Big Ten now that we're charter members?
Where would they go?
Conference USA.
Why would we do that to them? No. Minnesota is our burden, and we'll keep them around.
Okay.
Yeah, what? Yeah, do you want them to what? Do you want them to finish like fourth in the MAC? I don't want to do that to the MAC and bring down their strength of schedule.
Mm-hmm. So we'll keep Minnesota around and like teach them how to be good, like we did with Wisconsin.
No, we're just gonna lock them in the attic forever. Listen to their song of madness.
They're just like a taxidermied pet at this point. Like, are they doing anything? No, but it looks nice up on the mantle. Fuck Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm done with them. Land of 1,000, right. More like Land of 1,000 fakes.
Jason, let Iowa fucking have it.
Oh, shit. Iowa, come here with your state shaped like love handles. Come here. So, let me hit you with the series record, 29-16-3 in favor of Nebraska. Everybody knows it, all right? Since 1990, we have more national titles than y'all have conference titles. It's a fact. Mm. Our stupid rivalry trophy with you, which we don't really want to have one, but we're in the Big Ten West, so we are contractually bound to have a rivalry trophy with every college that has a team. Northwestern doesn't have a team, so called the Heroes Trophy. Let's talk about heroes, all right? Here are some famous people from Iowa. You ready for this? Herbert Hoover is from West Branch, meaning the Great Depression is from West Branch. The Ringling Brothers, who gave us trash-ass P.T. Barnum, are from Iowa and Wisconsin. Hawkeye, who's the most pointless superhero, the world's only superhero who skips arm day, is named after the Hawkeyes, okay? Steve King, who is our most stormfront politician, is from Storm Lake, Iowa. It may not mean nothing to y'all. And speaking of racists, John Wayne's from Iowa. So there's your hero's trophy. That's no wonder we don't want it, all right? Iowa, you're the country's biggest pork producer. If you look at a map of America, the barbecue map, that explains why you keep going to the shitty SEC East bowl games and losing them. Quad Cities, more like you broke your quads catching rhabdo. Iowa tried to lift weights like Nebraska, rhabdo. Only thing anyone knows about your school is your creative writing program. That means you write things that aren't real, which means you're basically Northwestern. Let's see. You guys sing about what badasses you are. You have your little polka song about beer, and yet you couldn't handle the edgy comedy of like Norm MacDonald talking about buttholes and the Stanford band calling you farmers. Incredible.
Why would you ever be sensitive about that, huh?
About buttholes and farmers?
Yeah, I mean, are we the only people in the conference who are unashamed of agriculture?
It seems like it. Us and Maryland. It's surprising. Huge acres of farms in Maryland. So Iowa, your entire athletic department, all you have to show for it for 120 years of whatever is 23 wrestling championships. Ric Flair and Brock Lesnar had more than that combined, and they went to Minnesota.
Oh!
Iowa, you like to accuse Nebraska of being dirty in the 80s and 90s. Well, I might be mistaken. Maybe y'all can help me. I don't seem to recall Nebraska being kicked out of the Big Ten for paying 27 players like Iowa was.
In fairness, what are you going to spend money on in Iowa?
Wrestling letter jackets. So here at Nebraska, we fire coaches for going 9-4. Of course, in Iowa, they give them
eight-year extension.
they make them like Scott Pruitt Rich for going 8-5. Here in Nebraska, we fire coaches for losing to NIU. Up in Iowa, they hire the coach's son for losing to NIU. Our actual rival is Oklahoma. And in 2025, the Big 12 will break up and they'll be free to join us in the Big 10. By the way, 2025, that's when Kirk Ferentz's contract ends.
Yeah!
So, that's Iowa.
Yeah.
Flames. Yeah, that's right. Who's up next? Bratata, as we let it sing.
Kirk Ferentz has fewer wins than Phil Fulmer.
This is crazy. and also, both will be head coaches in 2025.
Yeah. He's also got to win 11 games. I'm sorry. He's got to win 13 games and Frank Solich win 0 to pass Frank Solich on the all-time. No, it's fine. You're doing good, Kirk. I'm proud of you. So and you're getting like, there on
yeah,
your...
Yeah, that's 3 years.
You're getting there on your own time, and I believe in you. So I drew Wisconsin, but I honestly don't have that much bad to say about Wisconsin because they're just like Nebraska's satellite campus. They just, you know, oh, Barry Alvarez, he built the program. Motherfucker, where do you think he went to school? Who do you think he learned it from? Oh, look, we have this lovable coach who became an athletic director. Yeah, we've been doing that shit for years. Are you kidding me with this? Oh, we find walk-ons and we turn them into outstanding. Again, that's just our shit. We are Chili's. You are Airport Chili's. Whew. Nobody goes to Airport Chili's over Chili's.
I'm sorry, that's Chili's too.
Wisconsin's just Did Pepsi
I,
Nebraska.
I just got...
Let them have it.
Yeah, I mean, what has Wisconsin ever done?
Actually, I would just call Wisconsin Fat Nebraska. Let you fall down. Yeah.
Sang on them.
It's there's nothing that worries. What's to care about Wisconsin? Oh, look, they Melvin Gordon got the rushing the single game rushing record against you. And then a kid from Kansas went out and did it. So how good was Melvin Gordon then in the first place? If somebody from Kansas can just beat him.
Oh.
Not that good.
I like that you how just took a record from Oklahoma and gave it to Kansas. Because fuck Oklahoma.
Right. I see what happened there. I'm very tired.
Spencer?
Because I'm all amped up.
No, it's fine. Fuck Oklahoma.
I'm all amped up. On I mean, it just...
That's right, Drake. It doesn't mean anything to us because Wisconsin,
and you look,
irrelevant.
Here's the other thing. You look at what our coaches, Nebraska coaches, when they leave the womb of college football that is Lincoln and they go elsewhere, what do? Frank Solich leaves, having a great career for himself, right? Mm-hmm. Mike Riley leaves, probably enjoying a very relaxing summer.
He's in the association of the Steve Spurrier League now.
That's right. He's in a new league. He's a groundbreaker.
He's a pro head coach.
It's like a league of their own, but for men.
100%.
Finally, football for men.
Bo Pelini doing great and definitely not questionable things at Youngstown.
Has a good record.
Has a great okay. What of the last Wisconsin coaches? Let's go through it. Hmm. Hey, what's Brett Bielema's current job?
He oh, wait, cuts off
one.
Sleeves for Bill Belichick.
He makes sure there are no strawberries that sneak into Tom Brady's food. Congratulations, you're a poison taster for the world's
not blandest a single,
man.
Not a single
to be
nightshade.
Fair, he would love that job. Oh, you're telling me I just sit here and eat all day?
Just pick it out. It's delicious.
Gary Anderson. What's he up to these days?
Giving up money to Oregon State.
Kind
That's
of
what he's
spazzing out all over the country.
He's a quitter. Oh, we got Paul Christ. Please.
That's right. Gave up so much money to leave Oregon State. He gave up $1 million. Man, I didn't know Oregon State had $1 million to give up. I'm just going to be very honest.
I don't know that they did.
Yeah, no.
It's possible that the checks were bouncing and he just decided to be nice.
Of all of the programs that would just accidentally bounce a check. As opposed to, now, if you told me intentionally, I'd be like, Louisville. Louisville.
Sure, but Oregon State would be like, ah, the gas bill came due. That's usually not for 3 more days.
Is that auto draft? Damn it.
It's like some really mean shit where like Puddles personally came over and cut off their lights. And like they stared right at him while he did it. And they can't do anything. Puddles, please.
just the
we're
duck.
We're gonna get it. We're gonna get a sponsorship from Skechers. You'll see.
just the duck over there
we're
repoing
the Puma
cars.
School now.
yeah, that's. I think that was a beaver noise. That works. That's fine.
Wisconsin. I mean, what's the high point of Wisconsin football? Losing to Andy Dalton.
Yeah. That's about it. You lost to Andy Dalton. That's not even making anything up. The worst jokes
you
tell.
You lost to Andy Dalton in the postseason. Is that possible?
You have to live with that forever.
You lost
Andy Dalton.
What's Andy Dalton's postseason record? Like 1-12? You're the one, Wisconsin.
You lost to a pre-Bengal.
That's a tiger cub.
You lost to a little tiger cub, Andy Dalton.
You lost to Mowgli.
You lost to Mowgli. Oh God!
Just like all the Drake we're hearing in the background, Nebraska is hiding a child. It's called the University of Wisconsin.
Oh!
He's a big boy.
He's a big fella.
Thank you, Drake.
Big fella. Zero national titles. Big fella.
Oh. I think we can go ahead and do Illinois and say this. Illinois will not win more than 2 games this year, and that's okay because Illinois never tells a lie. Illinois, a solid, honest program. I know what I'm going to get out of them. You know what I'm going to get out of Illinois? I'm going to get 1-2 wins. Maybe 3.
That's why if you add up the Roman numerals on each helmet, it's 1-2, depending on if you can see both sides.
That's true.
You know what it says on the side of an Illinois helmet? I. That's some deep shit if you think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, who is this helmet? It's I. It's me. It's I. That's something God would say, isn't it?
That's true. There's no I in team, and that explains a lot about Illinois football.
I mean, listen, we're talking about a team that was good like 100 years ago, has never thrown a forward pass. I mean, as a Nebraskan, I respect that. I as a Nebraskan, I don't drink, but I respect Champaign. You know what I'm saying? Champaign, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. I also would like to point out that Illinois, as humble as they might be, they have been to a Rose Bowl more recently than Minnesota.
How'd that go?
You know, they've been to a Rose Bowl.
It was great. It was
great.
It's better than
it was
not
great.
Going.
There were t-shirts. There was probably free dinner of some sort.
We've told that story about seeing the Illinois Rose Bowl shirt in the wild, right?
We've seen one.
I don't.
When we were in Vegas for March Madness, like a year or two after that happened, there was an Illinois fan like wandering around Mandalay Bay with the commemorative Rose Bowl shirt from that Rose Bowl.
Are you sure it wasn't a spy?
Pretty sure. We asked him about it, and he seemed pretty sheepish.
All right. No, that's real.
And now they call that man Elon Musk.
And also, for anybody who's going to go up and try to trash talk us by pointing out our Rose Bowl record, man, we didn't care about that shit.
This is an Orange Bowl program.
Check our Orange Bowl record, okay?
You can't eat roses.
No.
That's wasteful agriculture.
Do you feed America with roses? Nay. You feed them with soybeans. Corn.
Minnesota fans might be dumb enough to eat roses. Pass
the that's right.
if they had ever seen one.
Or high enough. That's possible. You can't trust those hippies up there.
And now we have our sweet championship boy back, Scott Frost. Hey, you remember the last time we saw him with Nebraska? Mm-hmm. Does anybody remember what we saw him do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was under center, winning a national title outright.
That's right.
We're doing the Cliff Kingsbury.
Did he?
Look, store brands have a great value. You're just paying for marketing down there in Lubbock.
All right, I'm gonna remind you.
Next topic.
Well, here's the thing. Our thing in college, he threw for like 4,500 meaningless yards. He came back, and what's Texas Tech do? Throw for 4,500 meaningless yards. All right, so it's fair. It's fair. It's fair.
It's a system.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's an ethos.
Scott Frost's final stat line for Nebraska is back to hardcore pornography now because this is erotic. 9 of 12 for 125 yards. No touchdowns. No interceptions, no sacks, but 17 rushing attempts for 3 touchdowns and 60 total yards.
You know what that says to me?
I bet tucked deep in there is like 3 special teams tackles.
That's right.
And a long snap.
He set a bone on the sidelines. Somebody broke their femur, and Scott Frost, because he's a combat surgeon, he definitely said it.
Hey, man. Scott Frost once sacked Rich Gannon in the NFL, so he can do all things.
Scott Frost ran for 3 more touchdowns than Tennessee did that game. So Tennessee, even when they were good, they were kind of bad.
You deserve that. You earned that, Kanye. You did. You know what I see? When I see a quarterback who doesn't pass for a single touchdown in a game, you know what I think? Point guard. Unselfish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Distributor.
That's right. You know what? He's going to walk the walk all the way to the end zone and refuses to pass any responsibility to others. That's what that says to me. He takes it in himself. Do we need to even discuss the nabobs and ne'er-do-wells and their frills and garters in Evanston? That's
is this gonna be the episode
every
that gets
now
us
and then
sued?
These sound bites are so on point.
That is correct.
No,
should have held on.
No,
So my only question about Northwestern is, what the fuck is a private university? Listen, I'm from the big 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12. I don't know what the fuck. The only private school I know is Baylor. Is it? Are they like newspapers? Baylor? Is that what Northwestern is?
You know what?
Well,
I would.
That's not inaccurate.
Yeah, you know what I would chant at them? What do you grow? It would shame them because they would realize that they grow
concrete.
They probably got about the same affinity for dancing.
I bet they know what Hamilton is. Base guy. That's right. I don't see anything. I would say this, and somebody had to feed me this line because I don't understand Northwestern at all as a Nebraska alum. But I will say, someone told me that Northwestern is just Oberlin with a lake. And I believe that.
I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it's correct.
Yes.
That's one of those schools where you get like letter grades that are animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you got a basilisk in chemistry.
And people have to tell you that it's a good school. Like, that's correct. I don't know if that one matched, but I'm going to roll with it.
I think that was a miss, but that's fine.
That's fine.
Not unlike Northwestern.
Yeah. Purdue sent a man to the moon. And that's really about it. Didn't turn up yet. Mm-hmm. That's correct. They did send a man to the moon. They also have Drew Brees, who, because of his Advocare fondness, I enjoy calling Spiel Armstrong. There, that's all I have on Purdue.
I like Purdue as a Nebraska fan because, I'll admit, during the winter, I can look out on my flat Nebraska home and think, this is a little sad, and I feel a little down in the dumps. I go to Purdue, and I feel like I live in a tropical paradise comparatively. It's amazing.
So I like Purdue as CornNation.com. The world's finest Nebraska blog. We're a podcast. They're a blog. See, it's two different formats. As they pointed out, Purdue's like big claim to fame is you went to space, which is now just like privatized anyway. So should we just privatize Purdue? Like just sell Purdue? Anyone can buy? I don't know why you'd want to. I take it back. It's not a good idea.
I want to know what Purdue did with East Lafayette, Indiana.
They got caught in the wormhole. There's a whole alternate universe where Purdue constantly wins national championships.
are they hiding it? Is it the other that can only like West Lafayette can only exist as long as East Lafayette is held in chains? I want to know.
Stargate on three. Hut hut.
Can you imagine South Lafayette? I mean,
I think we don't know how to do all that math, y'all.
I think that's in Louisiana.
I mean, South Indiana. Yeah, that's true. It's the raging Cajuns. South Indiana is like the countryest thing I've ever seen, and I've been to South Carolina, so like I know what I'm talking about. South Indiana is like every stereotype you can imagine. Is that like I'm talking about like meth meth billboards every 5 feet? So
are they advertising for or against it?
That's the thing. It's like a supply and demand kind of thing. Mm.
Man, I'm looking at the helmet schedule for the Big Ten, and it's sad because you look and you see all these beautiful letters. Even if we hate the school, you know, Minnesota, they got the proud M. Iowa, you just got a picture. Y'all can't read.
You know why?
Iowa, week three,
we play red.
When you're that way.
Maybe really that's why Iowa's out. NIU and all that stuff. They're just like, uh-oh, green and yellow. Here come the Packers.
We need different colors to tell them apart. We can't prep for a team unless it's the same color. Oh, geez.
Man, that explains Kirk Ferentz's contract. He's like, if you'll just sign in on green, we can proceed.
I am the world's greatest Trivial Pursuit player. Hang on, I'm being told that.
This is not true.
I don't know. Being an Iowa football fan is a fairly trivial pursuit. Yes. you sit around just hoping to get enough pieces of pie so you can quit.
I will say this, that the style of play that we might find at Purdue might be a bit outlandish. Might be a bit flashy, a little too flashy, maybe. I don't know.
No, it's important. It's important to have contrast in life.
No, it's like knock off Scott Frost. Like they do a bunch of little fancy flippy bullshit option shit that, of course, Scott Frost invented and perfected.
Hmm. This is true. Are you saying they're basically like nerd Nebraska?
Well, I mean, Nebraskans, of course, are extremely intelligent. This is the best school in the Big Ten.
Incel Nebraska. There, Purdue is incel.
Yeah, I like that better. Yeah.
Wow.
We only score on the field. Oh.
And not even then. And sometimes not.
Even then, only every 15 years or so.
we just binge on them. That's all.
They're so starved. So starved for points.
Yeah, I'll score 5,000 in a season and then 5 for 10 years in a row.
That's pretty good.
They're camels. They're cacti.
The camels of Northern Indiana for two football.
Yeah. It's just all in their humps.
The points are in the hump.
This is hardcore pornography.
Hardcore pornography.
All right, let's do some quick
that's what riffraff looks like.
Yes.
Spencer, our beloved Nebraska Huskers, how many wins do you see on the schedule?
I think it's more a question of how many losses I see. I don't see too much on there, to be honest. I mean, it's a very manageable schedule, and I say that even on a schedule of facing Nebraska. I'm not really going to worry too much about anyone sort of in the division. I think we can more than handle anybody, even with a tough road trip on October 6th to Wisconsin. But you know what? Since we own the place and put the down payment on there by handing them a Barry Alvarez, the cash return equivalent on that is a win. So I think this is an undefeated schedule, boys.
So to be clear, Nebraska wins at Michigan and at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easy. It's cake. It's fine.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to lose? Honestly, do you think that a team of such rural power could lose to anything urban?
Oh, Ndamukong Suh, 2009 Heisman forever.